"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com. The bulletin is that George Gascon's recall was rejected today by the county clerk's office, claiming that they're about 36,000 signatures short, which means that the county clerk's office, the registrar's office, threw out almost 200,000 signatures.
Yeah, they submitted about 715,000 to give you the total. That's they said they submitted about 717,000, but the county came back, said we counted them all. There's about 715,000 signatures on these petitions.
This is 520.
So they rejected about 200,000. They rejected about 27% by the math I just came up with.
So,
and by the way, it's 46,000 short, not 36.
I'm sorry. Okay. I'm so pissed off I can't see straight and I can't do that.
That's another 10,000.
46,000. That is outrageous. I don't believe it for a minute. We have Dennis Zinon, the former LA City Councilman, who is also part of this recall effort. Dennis, are you there?
I'm here, alive and well.
What's going on?
Well, it's very, very interesting how they throw out. We turned in 717,000. We needed 566,857. We turned in way over. We weren't able to monitor. We weren't able to watch. We weren't able to observe anything. And they did this behind closed doors. And I just had a short conversation with Steve Cooley, who's also co-chair along with me and some other folks, that we're not going to just sit down and say, okay, well, we'll just go ahead along with your program. We're going to get our attorneys involved and find out exactly what the situation is. I understand that they are not using what is the current standard when they do the count. And there's some situations that have come up that we have concern over, and we voiced those, and that's why we wanted to observe and have an observer, and they denied that. So they said, well, this is not really an election, so you can't do that. So it's very, very suspicious how they come up with so many that they've thrown out and saying that George Gascon will remain as a district attorney and let crime prevail in Los Angeles County.
Did the recall organization, did they vet the signatures in advance? I remember we had somebody on along the way and said that they'd hired an outside company to do that. Was that true, and was it done extensively?
Yes, that was true. We spent over $6 million on this. This wasn't just a little dog and pony show. We had an outside firm that validated signatures before we turned them in. And again, we needed 566,000. We turned in 717,000. So we knew if there were some errors, they'd be fine.
This company validated all the petitions or a percentage of them?
As I understand, they validated, if not all, most of the petitions that were turned in. Some were turned in late. I mean, not late, but They arrived the day we returned them in. So the boxes came in late. I don't know if we had time to monitor those and check those, but the vast majority of them, as I understand, were verified before they were turned in.
You can't miss by 200,000. That's just not possible. Talk about, because we had an attorney on with the recall organization last week, and she was explaining that the new law says what? It's a very high standard to throw out a signature on a petition now. What is that standard?
I don't have the exact standard in front of me, but there is a new standard that is the adopted policy, and apparently it wasn't followed, and that's what our concern was. They were not following the new standard that was adopted.
If I could paraphrase what I remember her saying, is that the signature is presumed to be correct unless two employees find significant differences. They both independently find really obvious differences in the signature between what's on the petition and what's on their voter registration card. And now, obviously, that's not the only reason you can get a signature thrown out on a petition. You could be not registered to vote. You could be a resident of Orange County or somewhere else. So there's multiple reasons. But still, a 27% miss rate, I just don't believe it.
Well, I don't either. And I had a brief conversation with Steve Cooley again. He's very upset about this, and we've got attorneys that are on board for this, and we're going to challenge this. The register has had an issue in the past, which there was some questions about what they're doing when they're validating. So this is not a surprise. It's unfortunate. We're not going to just roll over and say, okay, Mr. Gascon, continue doing your misjustice for Los Angeles County. So obviously this is upsetting, but we're not going to roll over and say it's okay. So we're going to contest it. We're going to do what we need to do. If there has to be another count. But it was interesting that we could not have any observers anytime they were doing these. And that's what really struck me wrong. Why you couldn't have anyone on the outside looking through a glass window or something to see what was going on. They kept it very, very secret. And this is what they come out with the numbers.
You requested observers and they turned you down?
Yes. Yes, they banned observers. You could not have observers. It wasn't appropriate. It wasn't legal for us to have observers. Wait a second. You can have observers on other issues. No, you couldn't do it on this. I mean, and then the rules they were following aren't the current rules that were established. And we brought that forward and they didn't really care. So I think you're going to find a lot of controversy on this particular situation. But when you can get 717,000, that's a lot of people that sign these petitions. And $6 million we spent doing this with the validation, the verification, et cetera. So it's not over. Believe me, it's not over.
I can't believe almost 200,000 signatures were invalid. That's just ridiculous.
Absolutely.
All right, Dennis, thank you for coming on.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Bye-bye. That's Dennis Zine, former L.A. City Councilman, and, of course, strongly behind the effort to recall L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon. We've learned in the last hour that the L.A. County Registrar of Voters, his name is Dean Logan, his office has rejected the recall because there were not enough signatures to qualify it for the ballot. I pulled out the letter that was written to the Board of Supervisors. We talked about it last week with the attorney for the recall. And yes, John, you're right. It talks in there about the fact that it's a basic presumption that the signature on the petition or the ballot envelope is the voter's signature. And they're supposed to be two different. It can be rejected only if two different election officials unanimously find beyond a reasonable doubt that the signature differs in multiple significant and obvious respects from all signatures in the voter's registration record. Now, what they did not find out, and we talk about this more when we come back, they wanted to know, remember the sampling that they took and they said it didn't meet the threshold either. What was the percentage in the sample that was bad signature, or as you put it, people who were not registered to vote in LA County or not registered to vote at all? And those you can't really appeal. But this signature thing, if that was a reason for the rejection of most of the 200,000 signatures, that's just not good.
Yeah. So they revised the law. And if I remember, the lawyer said she asked them, do you have the updated law? And they produced a document
from 2017,
which is the outdated law. Also,
it's called the guidelines or whatever for reviewing signatures.
What I want to get to, because this is also a really important angle here, is I want to tell the Dean Logan story. Dean Logan is the registrar of voters. He was chased out of Seattle, Kings County, years ago because of a huge scandal involving a gubernatorial election that went through multiple recounts. And I've got a whole simple story that explained what happened, but he had to resign in disgrace. And
right,
of
we'll
course,
talk about
he comes here
next.
To Los Angeles because we just collect disgraced public servants and politicians.
All right, more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
So we have the breakout now of what happened with the rejection of the recall attempt of LA County District Attorney George Gascon. That's the breaking news this afternoon. They rejected 195,783 signatures. And I say that because when you hear all the reasons, it's not exactly that. The number one reason for rejected petition signatures was that the person was not registered. 88,464 people, according to the county registrar of voters, signed the petitions, and then when they looked them up in the rolls, they're not there. Don't they give them the provisional ballot if they show up on election day?
Well, and if their records are valid too, which is a really important matter, and that plays into another scandal that the registrar director Dean Logan had here in L.A. County a few years ago.
All right, so let's just give the rest of the reasons, and we'll go through that story. Apparently, there were duplicates. Some people signed more than once. That number is 43,593. Then there was a different address problem. Not sure what that means exactly. 32,187. Mismatched signature total was 9,490. Canceled. I don't know what that category means either. 7,344. Is that people that said, I want my signature withdrawn?
I don't know.
Yeah, out-of-county address, 5,374, and then the category of other, 9,331.
What is that, other?
I don't know, it's a lot of signatures.
How many different reasons can you have for rejecting a signature? Because they have six there at the top. There's like 7, 8, and 9, and 10? Well, here's the story.
We got one breakout we were looking for anyway.
If it's accurate, if they're telling the truth.
Well, like I said, we're going to go down the rabbit hole, and I imagine they might try to go to court over this. But
the government is a rabbit hole, though. It's designed to be a rabbit hole. They didn't want any oversight. And, here's Dean Logan's history. You make the call at home. Back in 2004, he was in charge in Kings County, where Seattle is. And he was the head of King County Elections. There was a race for governor between a Democrat, the Attorney General Christine Gregori, and the Republican, Dino Rossi. They counted all the votes, and Dino Rossi, the Republican, was the winner by 261 votes. Now, that margin triggers an automatic recount. They did the recount. Rossi won again, this time by 42 votes. And then there was a series of lawsuits that revealed what happened next. On the third recount, they found a few hundred more votes for Gregori. Apparently, there were 300 illegal votes. There were 400 votes where the voter couldn't be verified. There were 240 felons who voted illegally. There were 44 votes from dead people. There were 10 people who voted twice. When all of those votes were counted, the third time around, all of a sudden, Christine Gregori was the governor. Logan had to resign in disgrace from King County elections, and he went to L.A. County, which brings you to part two of this story. You remember in 2018, 118,000 people were accidentally left off the LA County polling place rosters. They went to vote. Some of them left frustrated. Some were promised absentee ballots. That was the year that Gavin Newsom won. 118,000. They lost those names in the California primary. Dean Logan claimed it was a printing error. So he's been involved in two major voting scandals in his life. And now we've got this. With all the anger, all the energy, the daily drumbeat, you don't believe that there were enough signatures that they felt just short, 520,000 instead of 566,000? And why didn't they let any observers in? Why didn't they have the updated 2019 rules on analyzing signatures? Why don't they respond to any of the criticisms from the recall committee?
To me, the 27% rejection rate is enormous. I don't think I've seen that.
No.
I don't follow every recall. Obviously, in San Francisco, they qualified. Imagine that. They qualified the recall in freaking San Francisco to recall Chesa Boudin, and the people voted him out.
But
we couldn't get this done here.
We're run by a one-party, fanatically progressive machine. Do you? Gascon is their darling. For every single city council member, except maybe for Joe Buscaino, every one of them wants him out. Every one of them wants Gascon to stay, and four out of the five county supervisors want him to stay. And they want him to stay passionately. It's not like they're, oh, I don't really care. No, nearly every major politician wants him protected.
Oh, the Board of Supervisors, they're closing the county jail, so he fits in with their future look at the criminal justice system. They need him because he doesn't send people to jail and prison, and he releases lots of them whenever he can. Again, remember, George Gascon believes 15 years is enough for any crime. Yeah, that's murder, too.
So,
15 years.
So we've had several cases now where cops get murdered, and then we find out that the murderer was let out early or not prosecuted fully. And that's why he was available to be on the streets to murder cops. We now have cops getting murdered, and nobody seems to care. Nobody even blinks. And Gascon is allowed to do whatever he wants. You have nearly the entire department revolting against him. 98% of those deputy DAs that voted to have him recalled. I mean, there's dozens of cities in L.A. County that have voted no confidence in him. And you telling me there weren't enough signatures? When the recall organization hired an outside company to vet the signatures?
Well, I think it's interesting to note, too, they rejected 88,000 signatures because they weren't on the rolls for L.A. County. And then you look at that story you just mentioned, the June 2018 California primary, 118,000 L.A. County registered voters learned their names were not on the voter rolls when they went to try to vote that day.
Okay.
So there's kind of a overlap there in the problem.
Well, yeah. Because we don't know if everybody who's registered to vote is actually on the rolls. They missed 118,000 people just 4 years ago. It's not ancient history.
The problem is usually they have dead people on the rolls or people that have moved out of the state. Or
there's that too. I mean, it's
in this case, they're saying 88,000 people were not registered.
Dean Logan is notorious for being one of the worst voting administrators in the United States. You could Google his name and find multitudes of articles. All right? He's bad at his job. He's in over his head. He's overwhelmed. And now what do you know? The guy, I mean, honestly, you really believe L.A. wouldn't recall Gascon after San Francisco recalled Chesa Boudin? You really think so?
All right. Steve Cooley is going to be our guest next. Of course, the former L.A. County D.A. and one of the major organizers behind the recall effort. We'll find out maybe what comes next when we talk to him.
John and Ken Show, KFI. And
all right, the news that came down last hour was that the L.A. County Registrar of Voters has put out a press release, and they have rejected the recall effort against L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon, finding 520,050 signatures to be valid, 195,783 invalid. The required to put this on the ballot was 566,857.
So we're about 46,000 plus short, and they threw out almost 200,000. This is just an abomination. We're going to talk now to Steve Cooley, the former L.A. County DA, who is one of the principals in the recall effort. Steve, welcome. What went on here? What's going on?
Well, we firmly believe that the registrar recorder did not follow the law that became law September of 2020. We have evidence and admissions from that office that they used an out-of-date manual, and they more than likely did not incorporate the new law, which mandated that any signature was to be presumed valid, that to invalidate it, the initial reviewer must go through a series of steps regarding signatures that tend to favor it being valid, and they can only invalidate based upon the standard of beyond a reasonable doubt. And that decision has to be reviewed, and two independent people must unanimously agree it was invalid. We think the registrar recorder did not follow the law, and we are going to court in the next day or so. We were trigger locked in this eventuality, and we intend to go to court the next day or so to prove that in court. And I hope we get Dean Logan on the stand and our witnesses from his office who will prove what I just said.
I'll grant you that, but they're claiming, and these are their numbers, that mismatched signatures only add up to 9,490. The bulk of them is not registered voters and people who signed duplicate twice. Times. Yeah. That's about 130,000 plus.
I would find that stunning. However, if they invalidated individuals because they signed twice, fine. That's the law. If they invalidated people because they were not Los Angeles County registered voters, fine. That's the law. I think we're going to have to delve further into this, get more facts, and we have a great legal team assembled to do just that.
Is there a way to review signature by signature, petition by petition, to see what's valid and what's not?
Yes, there is a right. The proponents of a recall petition have the right to review a registrar recorder decision to invalidate a particular signature for whatever reason. And I'm sure Carl Gascon people will be exercising their right when it comes to reviewing the registrar recorder's decisions.
What's your perception of how many of the petitions were vetted by that outside company that the recall organization hired? Because it seems to me that organization should have picked up most of this in advance.
I do not know the percentages that broke down, but there were three sources of petitions. One, people responding to to petitions that were mailed to them at their home, at their residence address. Two, the paid signature gathering companies. And three, a rather robust volunteer effort of people concerned about the justice system and how Gascon was dismantling it. So they had three different sources, and the rate of validation or invalidation from each source is something I think that I'm curious about.
Well, it seems like the percentage that they found in the overall total was much higher than the percentage they found in that 5% sample that they took. And I thought that was unusual as well.
I think the whole thing bears a lot of scrutiny. The fact of the matter is, if that small number of signatures were invalidated and the rest were from duplicates and not Los Angeles County registered voters, I find that really, really hard to believe. Because I do know that the recall Gascon people went through all of the signatures and compared them to the Los Angeles County voter roll, and they, on their own, eliminated duplicates. So nothing is adding up to me. I think we have to take a good hard look at this and go to court if we have grounds. And we're going to meet, actually, within an hour to do just that.
You know,
there are options, but we are ready to go to court.
You know, a few years ago, Dean Logan lost about 118,000 people that were on the rolls.
Yeah, it's 2018 primary.
But they weren't allowed to vote the day of the primary. And some of them never voted.
Oh, yeah, no, I was one of them.
Oh, really?
I registered to vote in Los Angeles County when I was 21. And when I moved to Palos Verdes Peninsula, I wasn't on the rolls, despite having registered. But that's the, I mean, he's got a sketchy background. I don't necessarily trust him, but I do trust courts of law. If we're given an opportunity, that's where I want to go. And after a judge looks at it and says everything goes the up and up, hey, so be it. We respect the law. But I don't necessarily want to lay down because Dean Logan reaches a conclusion.
All right, Steve, well, hopefully we'll have you back on when you guys have your meeting and decide what your next step is.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
All right. That's former L.A. County District Attorney Steve Cooley. And, of course, one of the prime people behind the effort to recall from office the L.A. County D.A. now, George Gascon. And we got word that they have rejected the recall, claiming there were not enough valid signatures. And the bulk of them are people, according to the county registrar's office, people either not registered or who have signed duplicate. That's a big chunk of the rejected signatures. They rejected 195,000. And those two categories that I mentioned is about 130,000 of them. So you can see right there, as you pointed out to Steve, the mismatched signature category is not even 10,000. So it doesn't look like that is the problem with the recall. It was just that people either signed twice or more times or were not even registered to vote. Maybe not anywhere, but certainly not in L.A. County. All right, well, we'll keep an eye on this, and we'll certainly have them back on when they come up with an answer to this rejection of the recall effort of L.A. County D.A. George Gascon.
John and Ken, KFI, and
I will continue to update you on, of course, the sad big story this afternoon that the effort to recall the L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon has failed this time around. Hopefully, when he runs in 2022, that's when we can vote him out. But in 2024, I should say. But it's not going to happen. They did reject about 27% of the signatures submitted. That's even higher than the sampling result that they had a couple of months ago, where that was in the neighborhood of about 21%. This El Segundo Times story that came out in the last hour is saying, according to their recall expert from UC Berkeley, that the Chesa Boudin recall, actually, they rejected 34% of the signatures. It's way more than the Gascon. So they must have had quite a cushion up there in San Francisco of signatures collected. So I don't know how to
square that. I mean, it's a...
No, this recall expert says that in recall efforts, it is between 20 and 30% of signatures rejected. He said that's standard. That happens. That's his study. So we were right in there with about a 27% rejection.
I don't understand if they were vetting the signatures. Were they doing it accurately?
Guess not.
I mean, they spent a lot of money on it. I mean, I just don't trust anything in this system anymore. I 4 years ago, you lost 118,000 names in the voter rolls. Well, how many people are not in the voter rolls here? Because we have 88,000 people allegedly not registered that signed a petition. I mean, could there be tens of thousands of people who are actually registered but didn't show up? We don't know. And that's why you have to have observers. That's why the recall organization should have been allowed at the table to watch this whole process. And now they're going to have to go to court, and they're going to end up maybe doing a recount all over again. And they're going to have to delve into these other issues, whether all the registered voters are actually on the voter rolls, whether the duplicates really are duplicates.
If they have that kind of luck in court, they may just get rejected and not get anything done with this. So we don't know.
Well, it depends on the case they make. It depends on the judge.
Right.
Yeah, but that's another part of the system I don't trust anymore either.
I will have more on this during the show this afternoon. We'll see who else wants to speak about this breaking news. We also learned over the weekend more bad news. And apparently it really shook up Deborah Mark, the Norwegian walrus Freya, 1,300-pound walrus who apparently has spent the summer moving around between the harbors of a couple of places in Oslo, was euthanized by Norwegian authorities. We had reported this story on Friday. we had told you that they said that they might have to do that, and they sure enough did it over the weekend.
I don't understand killing an animal because too many people are gathering to watch it swim by.
Right. You need to figure out a way to keep people away from the animal. I mean, duh.
Just move it.
If you look at the videos, the walrus was climbing into boats, climbing on docks.
So catch it, tranquilize it, and move it.
They said that they thought it was a danger to people.
I know, but so that's why you tranquilize it and move it. They do that with animals all the time.
They say that when it comes to sea animals such as whales, walruses, it's too difficult to do and often doesn't work.
Why is it too difficult?
They did not elaborate on that. But
I mean, if they're claiming there's a risk to the walrus, well, you're killing the walrus outright now, so I don't really get it.
Yeah, I guess like you would have taken her chances.
It seems like you could coax it to swim into some kind of a cage and then tranquilize it and then lift the cage up out of the water and then, you know, drag it or transport it some way.
Yeah, this is a monster animal. It's over 1,000 pounds.
It just seems like this is the easy way out. They didn't really want to deal with it. And so they just decided, okay, we'll just kill this innocent animal.
The walrus was doing nothing wrong.
Exactly.
And only because the people were approaching him. He wasn't
telling
actually...
a story about a beluga whale that was trapped in a river northwest of Paris, died this month as rescuers were attempting to get it back to the coast. A huge operation that involved 80 people failed, and it died. So
try anyway.
Yeah, well, they didn't want
to
put all that effort into it.
You'd be able to sleep better at night knowing that you tried. Yeah, well, that's the thing. They didn't want to put the effort into it.
What do you think walrus tastes like? Oh, do you think it tastes like fish or like pork?
Really?
I don't know. I was trying.
Do people eat walrus anywhere?
I wanted to boycott something Norwegian.
It looks like mostly fat. What's that?
I wanted to boycott something Norwegian, but I couldn't think of anything.
No.
I was so angry last night about this. But then I looked it up, and there's one dish you could boycott. Farikal. It's
that sold
mutton and cabbage stew.
Okay, I'll boycott it.
I'll boycott it too.
Mutton is lamb.
I will never eat mutton and cabbage stew. That'll show them.
It was a young female nicknamed after the Norse goddess of beauty and love. The crowds were coming. There was a 24-hour live camera to film her movements around these harbors.
By the way, is there really nothing to do in Norway?
Yeah, it's a good point. I mean, summer, that's their best time of the year. Imagine winter.
I mean, to draw those kind of crowds?
They claim that they thoroughly considered moving the animal with the help of experts at the Norwegian Institute of Marine Research. They considered it not to be a viable option.
But why kill it?
Several animal welfare concerns were associated with a possible relocation. But this spokeshole did not detail those concerns.
Who made this decision?
Let's see. Who made this decision? The only one that's really talking is one of the...
They're really going to murder it.
They did.
I mean, Norway's Fisheries Directorate. His name is Frank Bakke Jensen. He's the head of Norway's Fisheries Directorate. So that's the guy at the top of the chain here.
How'd they kill it?
That's a good question. I don't know.
And I'm sure that they didn't show that on their camera.
A long-range needle, I guess?
We don't kill murderers here, but they off an innocent walrus in Norway, of all places. I can't get over that.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk to a guy who came to the rescue after an elderly man was attacked. This restaurant owner who's coming on next, this is in Hollywood, chased down the attacker and held him for the police. It's an extraordinary effort, and of course, it could be dangerous. Our guest coming up next is Tim Ratcliffe.
John and Ken Show, Deborah Marquez, the news, KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility.
And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.